In the next slide, we're going to begin looking at what God says about laziness. Go to the ant, Proverbs 6:6. The Lord says, "You sluggard, consider her ways and be wise, which having no captain, overseer, or ruler, provides her supplies in the summer and gathers her food in the harvest. How long will you slumber, O sluggard? When will you rise up from sleep? A little sleep, a little slumber, a little folding of the hands to sleep. So shall your poverty come on you like a prowler." Now, look up from your Bible. What does that mean? Poverty come like a prowler? That means unexpectedly. Did you know people that don't have biblical wisdom can't understand how all of a sudden they're totally without anything? I used to minister at the rescue mission, and I talked to so many of those who were living at the rescue mission, whether it was the Lansing City Rescue Mission or the Kalamazoo Gospel Mission or the Gospel Mission in Tulsa, wherever the mission was, Providence Rescue Mission. Each time you talk to many of those people that were living at the mission, they say, "I just don't know how it happened. All of a sudden, one day, I was out on the street. I didn't have a job, didn't have a car, didn't have a home, lost my family." Do you know what God said? If you don't follow his word, verse 11, your poverty will come on you like a prowler unexpectedly, and your need, look at the last part of verse 11, like an armed man. What is that? Inescapable, irresistible. You can't stop an armed person when they point a gun at you, when they threaten you with bodily harm, you respond. Poverty comes unexpectedly and unstoppably when you resist God's command. So the first passage about sluggards totally shows God's complete opposition to those who are rebellious against his command to work. And if they're a believer, we're not supposed to treat them differently. God says, if they don't work, they don't eat. That's tough love, but it's from God. Let's keep reading. Chapter 10, verse 5 of Proverbs. It says, "He who gathers in the summer is a wise son. He who sleeps in harvest is a son who causes shame." Chapter 15, verse 19 says this, "The way of the lazy man is like a hedge of thorns, but the way of the upright is a highway." Do you catch the picture? See, Eastern Oriental language, Hebrew, is a picturesque language. And so all of these proverbs are to illustrate from the 3,000-year-ago agrarian, remember we talked about that, Israel was primarily an agricultural economy, and the people were very accustomed to agricultural terms. And he said that the way of this lazy person is like a hedge of thorns. Have you ever been walking and gotten into pricklers or thorns or something, and when you walk through, it's a painful walk? That's how life is for a lazy person. Keep going to chapter 22 and verse 13. God continues to warn, and he says, "The lazy man says, there's a lion outside. I'll be slain in the street." What is that? That's called unfounded fears. Lazy people can find anything to stop them from doing what they're supposed to do. In fact, earlier in chapter 21, look at verse 25, "The desire of the lazy man kills him, for his hands refuse to labor." It kills him because he has unbridled desires and unwillingness. He's rebellious and doesn't want to submit to what God says you have to do to eat. One more, chapter 26 of Proverbs. Proverbs 26, starting in verse 12. "Do you see a man wise in his own eyes? There's more hope for a fool than for him." Now verse 13. "The lazy man says there's a lion in the road." Remember those unfounded fears. "A fierce lion in the street. As the door turns on its hinges, so does the lazy man on his bed." What is that? Undisciplined living. He just turns like a door on a hinge, back and forth on his bed. He can't seem to get out of bed. When I was in school, one of my teachers we had a 7 a.m. class, and so we had to get up, you know, at 6 and get ready by 6:30 and kind of be prepared and be in our seat by 10 to 7. So the class would start at 7. And you know what he said? He said, you students need to have mind over mattress. In other words, don't be like a door turning on its hinge back and forth in bed. That's why I don't like the snooze button. Did you know the snooze button on alarm clocks on your phone where you can hit snooze? Do you know what that teaches you? To sleep a little longer, sleep a little longer. Take every second possible. Rather than get up and redeem the time, sleep turning like the lazy man. So I'm not an advocate of the snooze button. Look at verse 15. The lazy man buries his hand in the dish. He just puts his hand right in the serving dish. It's like he has these unsatisfied desires. He just can't get enough for himself. And it wearies him to bring back his hand to his mouth. He's even lazy in fulfilling his desires. He won't even work hard to satisfy his desires. Verse 16. The lazy man is wiser in his own eyes than seven men who can answer sensibly. He has an unresponsive heart. So, look back at your slide. God is categorically opposed to laziness. Proverbs 6, 10, 15, 22, and 26.